Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Baby Boy Show. We sitting around here live at the Celebrity Eastside Strangers, 222 East 80, hold on, 222 East 83rd Street at the Celebrity. We got Mimi and Dee Dee at the bar. They're some very nice young ladies. Cadillac is under the weather tonight. So, what we going to do is we going to try to get the party started jumping. We got the event tomorrow, Big Sham and Uncle Leroy's race. Anybody out there hear me? We're going to have us a ball. Come on down, get you something to eat. I ain't saw Terrell yet. I saw Big Will. We have Big Will. I think I'm going to try Big Will in that old ass Jag. I think I'm going to try to knock his head off. He got this old-ass Jag up here. And we're going to try to get us some callers in and see if anybody in the town. I saw on Facebook yesterday, we got Gunny Picks in the house in Chicago. He took a good shot of the skyline of Chicago. We down here. We live. We're live. Mimi, let me get some more water. I'm walking the place to get no more water because the music look loud. So I'm in the back trying to run the show and make sure we got any callers. Kevin, we have any callers tonight? Well, since we don't, Baby Boy here, and if anybody listening to this broadcast tonight, we got an event going on in Morocco, Indiana, 41, Old School 41, Morocco, Indiana, Big Sham and Leroy's race tomorrow, West Side versus the South Side versus the West Side, and whoever coming in. Long Island Joe supposed to be here. We got a whole lot of races from Detroit supposed to be here that's going to engage tomorrow at the event, so we're going to try to make it happen. We got people coming in as I speak, so we're going to try to see if anybody on the mic want to say anything or want to come down to the party tonight and fellowship. Do we got any, anybody hit the one button? So we down here at 2222 East 83rd Street, South Chicago, at the Celebrity, live, Baby Boy, Cadillac Joe in the weather. So I'm out here by myself, so we broadcasting live. We got the music going. So anybody press the one button, Mr. D, how you doing?
What's going on, big baby? You ain't by yourself alone. We're going to help pull you through tonight. We're going to do our best and help pull you through. Tell me to ride the red car because I'm on the way. You got a crowd down there, baby?
Well, they coming in surely, but you know, everybody that's coming, they going to come. It's a lot of guys, I guess, they still working to try to get them piles together for tomorrow. So we're gonna try to see what it do, Mr. D.
Yeah, I was out in West.
Yellow, Mr. D.
He dropped.
Oh, so
yeah,
I guess I'm by myself. Who is that, Uncle Larry?
Yeah, that's me on
there. Okay. You coming out tonight? You gonna hang out with us tonight, or I'm gonna see you tomorrow?
If I get 100% organized, yeah, I'm gonna come out there and fool with you around the man, and then I'm gonna leave from there and head to the truck.
Well, that's what's up. Now, I just wanted to see, you know, the guys that be on the radio show and stuff like this, because they always talking about we studio and all this and that. So just come out and let's fellowship and let's see who is who and what is what. And hopefully tomorrow, Big Sham and Uncle Lee will have a good turnout tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's what Clock Talk is about, man, trying to see if we can bring something special, you know, to all the drag racers, the fans, and everybody. We want to try to make this be about everybody, you know. And my thing with it is I'm going to make sure I be there to fellowship. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me a ball because that's what we always do, man. You know, we're going to have us a ball up there tomorrow, man. Have us some fun and watch some drag racing and fellowship and eat food. And oh, man, I know we're going to have a ball tomorrow, man. I ain't even... I don't even have no pause of a doubt in my mind about tomorrow.
Well,
so I want everybody to come on out and support, man, and come on out and have some fun, man, and enjoy themselves with us, man. Cause we're gonna try to make this thing real special, man. And we're gonna try to make it real good for everybody.
Well, like I say, this is a momentous moment for Chicago to stand up with all the things that we got going on in Chicago. Some positive stuff going on, so I'm just trying to support everybody that's on for positive and all that BS. They can take it on up 83rd Street 222 and up. They can take it out. I don't know where they can take it to. I just want to have the mail, you know.
You know, but well, I just want everybody from the Midwest to come and stand up. Let's stand up together. You know, this would probably be one of the starting events, and one of the starting events and stuff up here and stuff. We got to make it good, man, because we want to try to make sure we have this thing, everybody to stand up for us all the way through the rest of the season, man, because, you know, we do what we do up here, too, also.
Right. Gunnett put a promo up. And Detroit Hood TV, he put something up with the Warriors. Oh man, that Detroit Hood TV, I think he one of the best videographers. Am I saying it right? Videographers or videographers?
Yeah,
dude is one of the best videographers out in the grudge land as far as putting promos together, man. He put the Warriors up for the Midwest, man, with Hootie and the rest of the guys, dude, and with all the quarter-mile race and the eighth-mile race, and man, dude, and the footage and stuff like that, man, that was beautiful, man. You know, you got to respect everybody. You got to respect everybody. And what I really want to say to people that said things about the Midwest and the North and this and that, and they don't need us and this and that and this and that. I'm going to say it like this here. I need you just like you need me. It's racing, and that's what's racing all about. And
Hold up. Can you rephrase that for me, please? Please rephrase that. The statement was made that we don't need you. Well, I'm going to say the North don't need you. We were racing before they were. We were racing among ourselves before we started going south. It's a situation where we want to deal with you. We don't need to deal with you. We don't have to race you to race. The North can do exactly what they were doing, race among themselves, and did it for years and years and years. The South's not going to change that.
Well, I was just trying to take the high road with it and just say,
Sometimes you can't take the high road. But that was a statement he should have kept in his damn mouth. It was out of pocket. It was out of place. It was out of character and out of everything I can sit and think of. There were a few more choice words I can put with it. It should not have been done. It should not have been said. It should not have even been put on YouTube for that go. But seeing that it has been done, it has been said, let's recant that. Let's rebut that. The North don't need you. The North just want to get along with you. We want to take your money. The guys of it want to take your money. But we're going to raise whether we raise you guys or not. And the South don't validate the North. That's not in the program. That's not part of it. So I think my man just, I think he has thought about it since he did that. And I really don't think he would do it again if he had to do that.
Mr. D, I don't want to scare him away. You know, we are living in the city of, you know, kind of destruction. So I don't want him scare him away.
The world is in destruction.
Right. And I don't want to scare him away from that. So I just took the high road on the point of the fact he should know better. And I'm 37 years old, and I know you way older than me. You my dad's age. So my thing is this here. He's supposed to speak better and do better because everybody looking at him. Everybody looking at you. If you're a reflection, I'm a reflection of you, Mr. D. So by me being a reflection of you, I'm supposed to do better. I should know better. I should have common sense. Not to say anything that's going to be violent to a person or mischievous to a person. So I'd rather say.
Look here, sometimes we say things and we don't mean them the way they come out. Sometimes we say things for fun, laughs, jokes, and stuff like that, but the other person might take it a different way. And in this case, I really don't think that my associates from the South really meant it the way it's being taken. But yet, that's how it's being taken. And see, some things can be offensive to other people that you don't mean to be offensive with, but it can be. So you have to... You have to kind of dictate to a dictator. I put it like that. Sometimes you have to kind of dictate to a dictator. And see, right now the South is under the ram that they are a dictator, and they're not. They don't dictate what go on in the North. They don't dictate what the North do. They don't dictate what race and do. Period. They can only dictate to what they do. They have no written or unwritten law that says you have to abide by what they say.
The North is going to race.
See, they're talking about the North racing late. Hell, we always have race late. Weather don't permit us to do it early. You can count the towns on fingers and toes that the weather permit the North to race early. It's just the realm of where we live at. I mean, that's just what that is.
Now, who is that?
This is a smooth criminal, man. They didn't got big headed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jay Barnes, you know, I love Rudge Inc. and everything, you know what I'm saying? But everybody in the South can take it to a whole new level. Like you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to rally around them. You know what I'm saying? Like Chicago, Detroit, like the
right,
North.
Right,
you know, like
exactly.
We don't run nothing. Like we ain't been running nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of agree with Cadillac. You know, a couple of weeks we talked about running a quarter mile. That's what we do. We didn't care about what kind of car you got. Run it. If I think I can get you, I'm going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all coming up here trying to run it. Okay, you got some brothers up here want to run the 8. You know what I'm saying? You're interested in what they're doing in the South, but that don't dictate everybody. Just because you got a few don't mean I don't run the 8. I run the quarter mile. I run out the back door. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you
got
two fast cars scheduled to run tomorrow. And Chuck and Keith, and they go out the back door. And them boys is quick. That's Chicago's most wanted. Them boys is quick, man, very quick. They go out the back door. But, you know, my thing, brother, it's not even an issue of the back door or halfway to the kitchen door. It's an issue that I just think the brother just said some things that shouldn't have been said, you know. And like I say, I think he said all that fun and game, but it's just being taken the wrong way. And see, sometimes you just can't set things.
Yeah,
just
because
it's right, your membrane, you know what I'm saying? Just because right. It comes across your membrane, you shouldn't let it come through your lips.
Right.
Because, like I said before, you don't dictate what the North do. They don't dictate what we do.
Yeah, but they came up here, you know what I'm saying, and had some success, you know what I'm saying, and everybody on their jock and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, it's cool, you know, I dig the car, I dig the people, you know what I'm saying, and the game is fair. You know what I'm saying? But you just can't come over here and try to tell us how we gonna run. You know what I'm saying? Okay, most of Grudge Inc. is down south. You said, you know, the North can only run when we have great weapons, and that's only what 3-4 months out of the year. It's that.
Hey, God playing it that way. We can't change that. What the good Lord do, we can't undo.
Exactly.
That's just the way He planned it. That's what we choose to live in. I ask myself every day, why the hell do I keep staying here? But I keep staying here. You know. But, hey, man, they came here. They had some success. South North have went there and had success. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. You can only let a person dictate to you if you do just that. Let them.
Right.
They can't run your program for you if you don't let them. And I guarantee you, and I told my son this a few days ago, I'm going to do it unknowingly to some people. I was going to do this. Just going to take a little small survey tomorrow while I'm at the track of race guys. And just, question will be asked will be, do you prefer to ride the back door or do you prefer to run an eighth of a mile? And I guarantee you right here, right now, before I even get to the track tomorrow, I get 90% of them going to say they prefer to ride the back door. Because this is what drag racing was born and bred about. See, I started shit as I was like, man, listen, drag racing was not even born and bred at the track. It was born and bred on the street where they found a nice little strip, and they called it a drag strip. Then later on in life, we came with, hey, let's make a little thing by putting a Pacific area together and call it a racetrack. But it's been a drag strip, what it's been called for years. Then we went to the track with it, and it was all done where? In a quarter mile running. Now, first thing they tell you is, man, the car's getting too fast. I tell you, it's not whooping the pro stuff, you're not getting too fast.
But
cars are faster. Cars have got faster every year since I've been around racing. I've been doing it 40 years. I don't think cars get faster every damn year.
Yeah, and new technology, that's what it is. I look at it like this. I see a lot of racing. Them boys out in Washington, them boys out in up in New York, Pennsylvania, they run quarter miles. You know, we got plenty of people up here run quarter mile. You know, we ain't even talking to most of the brothers that run out of Ohio. You know what I'm saying? We just now talking to the brothers that's running out of Iowa. They run quarter mile. Nobody ain't talking about 8 miles. You know what I'm saying? They only talking about 8 miles because guess what? This radio show always, most of the radio shows
push
down south.
They pushing
their agenda. You know what I'm saying? So we only get a chance to push our agenda on Friday or when Terry comes and, you know, I've been trying to catch Terry's show for the last 2 weeks. I don't even know what's wrong with that because I can't even catch it.
Well,
we got to do what we do. Come out to 41, you know what I'm saying, and have a good time.
It's the same number as this one here. But like I say, you guys make a very valid point about backdoor racing, man. Backdoor racing. You got to have a fun, though. I'm looking at this house, man. And this house got a front door and it got a back door to it. You can't go in no house and go in the closet. How the hell you supposed to get out if something happened on emergency? Fire drills ain't made like that. What kind of
mess? You got a front door and a back door.
Have
a good
day.
Have
a
good look at it.
I'm mad at the guys that want to run an eighth.
Is what you want to run. But like the brother just said, don't try to push your agenda off on me.
Right. I mean, because I've been to the House of Hook in this truck. I've been to, you know, Georgia Motorsports. I've been to, you know, most of the tracks, a couple of tracks down south. I don't say I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, when I go down to your track, I like to see racing. So if you race a quarter mile, down south, and I'm coming down south, I'm coming to see the 8 mile race. But yeah, I prefer the quarter mile. I got a car, I drive quarter mile. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather go to a quarter mile track and go see 8 mile. I'm not saying I ain't going to have no fun at the 8 mile track because I had a good time when I was out there. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like them trying to push their agenda up there. Okay, we don't do that up here. You know, we don't do it there. We can come down there and run the 8 mile. Y'all can come up here and run the course.
That's it. That's all, man. I'm not trying to force my wheel on no one. Go ahead. What's up, Mr. Ray up, kid? What you doing, man? Just sitting up at the celebrity, man. Sitting in my car because I had to just put my phone on charge. So I'm sitting in my car outside the celebrity. I'm in my car, listen to the show. I'm trying to see if you coming and hanging out for a minute, pop your face up. They got Fool, they got the bartenders, Dee Dee and Mimi, and they pouring good water, man. That lady gave me some, I gave that lady $5, and I'm going to have some water all night long. Get another $5.
Oh, man.
Jay,
oh,
you on your way,
Reverend Jay. Man, I'm on 130th, got dog, and me and he and I are getting it on in the tow trucks, man.
Oh,
you
man.
We're
going to be
no
here waiting on
you.
Hey, y'all got to send me a plate, man.
No, man,
Man, I'm greasing the pole chop, man. By the time I live way, way west, by the time I've been to have my thumb in my mouth.
Man, this ain't no dress to impress, god dang. You can show your face in the place.
Well, god dog it, I'm on my way then. How about that?
Thanks. You know I'm out here, god dang, with shorts and T-shirts on. So everything is everything.
Hey, Big Will, turn around. There you go, buddy.
I got a box to go get. I got to go on 169 and pick up a box at the rear yard. But I'm going to swing through there in my 18 with him.
Oh, man,
see,
that's
can,
right. Stony Island, tow up.
What's that, Will?
You can swing it back here. It's plenty parking space.
Yeah, I'm going to swing through there in my tractor. I'll leave there and go on and get my box.
All right.
Yeah, I'll see you out there in a minute.
All right, partner. What Cadillac
that? Cadillac under the weather, so it is what it is. I think everybody trying to get them cars together for tomorrow. I think that's what it is. What you think, Big Will?
Yeah,
Hey, Cadillac playing like he under the weather. He trying to get them bones together, man. He playing like he under the weather. He ain't under the weather. Man, Cadillac, get your ass on this phone, man. He's playing. Get up off under that car.
Man, he messing with them. He over there messing with them midgets, man.
He's damn right. He thinks he's slick. Yeah. Oh, you're under the weather. Come on, baby boy. Get that man on the phone. No better than that. The midgets can work.
Man, he was messing with them midgets, man.
Like everybody at work.
I don't work
no quick.
Fast Bueller.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
have
much. Like I
said,
man.
Is anybody here? Is the gas from the south coming? Do you know her?
Let me ask y'all something quick, because y'all go out for 41 a lot. So I'm all the way up at, I used to go to Byron or I go up through the Grove. I've been out for 41 before, but, you know, a lot of times I hear on the radio station, one summer it's okay to go to 41, the next summer it's drama. You know what I'm saying? What's really going on with that track, man? You know what I'm saying? Is it racially divided or what? I mean, what's the deal?
No, it's a good track. It's a good track. It just needs some help. That's all. It needs a lot of attention. I mean, a fast right. car to go there? No.
Right. Okay. Okay. Cause I
want to say it's reason.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my home track. Do or die, okay. But it's ragged as hell.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I think a couple years ago, Tree Love wanted, you know what I'm saying? I guess he got into it with the owner or something, and, you know, brother stopped going. And then I heard earlier, you know, Big Brother Jag wasn't going for some reason, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what's really going on at that track, man. I mean, is it people friendly for us, or are they sometimes? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's people friendly. It's people friendly. It's just the facility is fucked up. They need what happened is somebody needs to buy somebody out of their contract and get them the hell on out the way, and let somebody go ahead and get the place and do what needs to be done with it, and watch them make a gazillion.
Right.
The guy done tricked the people into a contract. The lady didn't know nothing about really, and he didn't trick them in a long, long contract, and that's basically the hold up.
Hey guys, hold on 1 second. Hey guys, hold on 1 second. I got an introduction for somebody. Hold on a second here.
Hey, Kim.
We got Long Island Joe on the line, y'all. Long Island Joe is in town.
What's up, brother?
He's
Long
here.
Island Joe, how you doing, man?
All right. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, look, I saw you down there. I got that shirt from you the last year you was here, man, when your son was out there doing this thing in the truck. I said I was going to have that photo ready so I can have some fun this year, but I got caught up in some financial stuff, man. It's halfway there. I just can't get to everything I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Ain't no problem. Slowly but surely. That's what the name of the game is.
Yes, sir. Glad
you're in
town, man. You made a thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here.
Did you bring your son up
here? Did you give a young man 72 hours last night to leave town? Was that you?
Hollywood boys. After we had ran it the first time, they were calling up and they want to run again. So I was going to bring my car and his car because I didn't have another guy to help me drive. So we just drove together, so I took his car. So he's going to go ahead and he's going to run the alleyway and a couple other people. I think he's going to do a couple races.
Okay.
He's about 3 or 4. Anything fit like us, we don't mind playing around. That's how I look at it. Small carburetor. Small block, no nitrous, tennis tire. So, yeah, he's looking, he's definitely going
to
be playing around.
Oh, yeah.
I think Alleyway Boys and us, we're going in the first round, so, you know, they're going to make it a little fast and they're going to do it right away. And then I think Ground and Pound said they want to do a little something. I forgot how they want to do it. We're going to see. So, but we're going to definitely be there to play. Whether win or lose, we going out there. We said we coming back, and we want to come back. We enjoyed ourselves last time. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I think it's going to turn out to be real great tomorrow. Weather for me, though, you know, unfortunately, no front, no trouble with the weather. I think it's going to turn out real sweet tomorrow for Big Sham and Lee Line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there should be a lot of action, I think, too. I know they come gunning for me. You know, Gunner was already talking jokes on the other night. I was like, oh, man. But okay, we'll find out. We're going to see. He said the Alleyway Boys be waiting for me this time. I knew they were going to be back, though. I knew they had their problem that day when they ran their vacuum pump. You know, they took the vacuum pump, it blew the belt off, and they ran with no vacuum pump. And you can see the blow by was coming out of the motor. It was smoking like crazy when they ran my son. So I guess they fixed that and put the belt on it, but they said they're going to run. I said, well, we're going to find out. Should be a close one. Should be a good one. I think we're gonna knock him off.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, baby boy. Hey, Long Island Ice Show. Hey, listen. Our topic today is South versus the North, right? We're talking about quarter mile. We're talking about quarter mile, 8 mile. You know, the South came up here. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to run out the back door. You know what I mean? And created a bunch of mess out here where some brothers always want to run the 8 mile. Now, by you being from the East Coast, I know y'all running the quarter mile out there a lot. I mean, what would you prefer? What do you prefer? What do you think about that?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I like going out the back door myself.
Exactly. And most of the people up on the East Coast, that's what they do, right? When y'all go up there and go down to Virginia and stuff like that, they run a quarter mile, right?
Yeah, they run out the back door.
Down south
is 8 mile all the time. You know, maybe I could see it with the nitrous cars or something like that, but I guess because they don't want to burn them up. But on a motor car, let them ring out. Let's see what they got.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see. Let them hang out. Let's see who got what. Let's see who got the real power. That'll tell you. But, you know, it always happens that way, though. I mean, you know, down south, they don't like, you got wheelie bars, they got a problem with that, too. You know?
Right.
If you got a roll cage in the car, and that's another thing. We had my friend, he died last week. He had a roll cage. He didn't have a full cage. But he,
that was your buddy in the car that died. I was trying to figure out how that happened.
We're not sure yet because the autopsy didn't come back, but we think he had an asthma attack.
Oh, wow.
And when you go to, you know, you really get panicky. You just go crazy trying to get the air. And I think he went to go take his belts and stuff off, and I think that's what happened because the car went straight as an arrow, no skid marks, nothing blowed up.
Right.
And his belts was off. So, but if you look at the picture before he ran, helmet was on, belt was on, everything was there. So that's why we're thinking he was a good driver, like a real, real good driver. So I can't see him not, you know, if something happens, he would always lift. He wouldn't try to be no hero.
Right.
You know, a real, real good driver, real good guy, Lamont. Yeah, he would've been, matter of fact, he was coming down here with me. He was going to be with me at, tomorrow. He would have been here tomorrow with me. Definitely been racing tomorrow because that's I was bringing that with me, that little duster. But,
God bless you, man. God bless you, too.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. A lot of times, a lot of guys, they don't look at it. My whole thing is, I'll tell you right now, safety is one of the main reasons that we put a roll cage in the car. I mean, anybody can say, I don't have a roll cage in the car and be fast. But
right.
God forbid something happened. That's
well, yeah,
problem.
Well, you know
I
what?
Mean,
my four-door for years, I didn't have, you know, I had to put a small block in there, and it was running a good number, but, you know, it was a number that I can handle. And now we just moved up to a big block in there. And, the car was given to me, you know what I'm saying? It's a four-door, it's sweet, you know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful. I didn't want to put a cage in there, but I said, you know what? I didn't listen to this show many a time, and the experts, you know, the brothers that have been doing this for years, you know what I'm saying? It just makes no sense. I got a son that I want to come home to, so for sure, I just went ahead and cut the car up. I didn't want to, but I did. So, you know what? I'm satisfied on that. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, we had a 13-0 car, and the car, for some reason, it was a stock axle. The car broke the axle, flipped over, and I'm telling you, the only thing that saved his name is Brian Carr. The only thing that saved his life was he got ejected out of the car, but he grabbed his arm. And that thing was like a flat donut. I mean, it was flat. It was on fire, and he was on fire. But they got him, they put it out, but he was lucky. I mean, if he had stayed in the car, he would have died because it smushed all the way down to the top. So, you know, I mean, it depends on how, you know what I mean, how you want to play it. If you want to roll dice and go for it, you know what I mean? But my thing, I say safety. I mean, that's the first thing. And, like, my little guy, he gets in the car, I make sure he got it all. He got to have it on. If he ain't got it on, he ain't going down. And, you know, that's the only way I could let him race. His mother wouldn't let him go down and let me have a safe car too, and I'm going to get him some safe. Got to be safe.
Safety first, always.
Number one.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
This is Long Island Joe.
Yeah, this is Long Island Joe.
What's going on, Joe? This is Larry, man. How you doing?
All right, you. How's everything, Larry?
Man, everything is wonderful, man. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Hey, Joe, I had a question I wanted to ask you. In the drag racing game, shouldn't it be good for everybody, Joe?
It should be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I don't have a problem with a guy running an eighth. I don't have a problem with a guy running a quarter. But the thing is, if you belong to an organization or you joining a body of people, then I think that it should be made good for everybody. You know, and when I say that,
yeah.
I'm saying that if it's one-sided, you know, then if one thing going to be one-sided, then you got another thing that's going to be one-sided and another thing that's going to be one-sided. I think that it should be equal for all people, you know, because you got people that put cars together. When they put them together, they don't want to be turned down because they run the eighth. They don't want to be turned down because they run the quarter. They want to race. So I think that they should have something to accommodate them, you know, whereas the events that we've been having, we got some guys that want to run an eighth, that's fine. We got some guys that want to run quarters, that's fine. You know, but we don't want it to just be good for one person and then turn around and take the other person and just push them to the side, you know. I just think that it should be good for everybody.
I've been down south, and they only have a one-way thing, and that's a little tough. I mean, you know what? Mm-hmm. And just the same exact token, those classes, 28, 29, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everybody got 28s on their car.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's the thing. And, you know, they stipulate what they want to have. You got to have 28s on. You have no wheelie bars on. And stock suspension. And I hate to tell you, but this stock suspension that they keep talking about, that stock suspension is a four-link underneath the Mustang. The Mustang's got everything in the world underneath there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And you're going to call that stock suspension? That's not really stock suspension.
And a three-quarter car is a back half. They say a three-quarter car is a back half car.
Yeah, you can't, you know, they want to limit people that they can't do this or can't do that. That's not right. That's not right. That's why I'll tell you, we come out, we go out racing, and sometimes I just look at the car and I just say, hey, you know what? He got this, we got that. If it looks like it's even, let's try it. You know? I mean, we ran the Alleyway Boys, and don't get me wrong, I looked at the car, I looked at the motor, and I thought we were outclassed, but my whole thing is I'm saying to myself, I wanted to see this here because he told me he was going to run with no belt. On that vacuum pump. Now, my thing is, I don't know if you ever seen it, but somebody can put a banana in your pipe, and you ain't going too far. You ain't got no power.
Yeah.
Now he's gonna turn around. He's gonna take the belt off. That motor is tight, corked up. Ain't nothing. Everything's sealed. I want to know where that pressure going. That gonna slow the car down. So when he told me, he said, "I'll run without it." I said, "Whoa, you gonna run without it? We gonna have to run you." Even though we were outclassed, I could see we had much more motor than what us, you know, the dominator, the whole bit. We looked at the car. I mean, you know, that's why everybody was going the other way. But I saw something that I think that ain't no way in the world he could do it. And that's the reason why I told him, go ahead and do it. I told my son, go ahead, don't worry about it, run him. I mean, if you look at that pass, you could see that smoke was bailing out and she was trying to blow through, but it was too late by the time it blew through.
Big wheel.
It would have been a different thing. It would have been a big difference if we would have turned around and had that vacuum pump on there now.
Yeah, what's that?
You'd have more.
We're running to the back of this damn Jag out here.
You know?
Oh, that's true.
That's the whole thing. You just got to make sure. You got to go by what you see. I mean, if you think you can win, go for it. Not all big blocks are all run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got some small blocks that you can't go near them, you know? I mean,
right.
You know how it is. Certain guys, you just can't run because you ain't got them 35 miles.
That ain't me,
blocks.
Jamie.
You can't do nothing with them. You know? That's the whole thing. I don't mind running, you know, and I have fun with anybody. I tell you, You know, I don't mind trying something.
I'm on the expressway right now.
Fighting chance. And it's got to be equal. Like you said, you know, it should be equal for everybody.
That's right.
It shouldn't be a one-sided,
right.
You know. You know, I mean, you know, you turn around, you bring a car in there, and I'm going to tell you just how it was. They tried to run us with a boost car once. And we had on motor. I said, there's no way in the world they can paddle. No way. I said, I don't care if you're heavy or whatever. You got boost. That means a lot. I said, y'all tell it to somebody else, but it ain't going to work here. I'm not going to run you. You're a chicken.
Well, I don't
know,
Joe. I try to stand on my square, Joe. My thing is about making sure that it's equal to everybody and trying to stay with one thing, and that's fellowshipping with people and trying to the enjoyable part of it with it. You know, sometimes if some people try to pull you off your square, they talk about you, this and that, I don't give a shit about that. That don't mean a hill to me. You know,
you,
and the reason I don't
right.
is because
you know
of the civil fights.
Right.
All
you know,
the
like
era that
know.
I was in, it was always fun. You know, and with it being fun, if I thought that I could whoop a guy, I didn't give a damn if he had 1433s on. It didn't make no difference. I felt like I could whoop
him,
he had to get a side. You know, and that's going to get on, you know, and that's it. You know.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100% on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't please everybody. And I found that out in the race, the grudge racing, well, anything
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
And if you're doing trying to do the right thing, somebody always going to say something bad on you. Going to try to say something mm-hmm. negative. Well, you know, like they said, you know, hey, you know you're doing the right thing when somebody's talking about you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's how you got to look at it now. I mean, you know, I like going. I ain't going to lie to you. I came out here to Sham's race last year. I enjoyed myself. I had fun. I heard a couple of negative things, but I don't, you know what? I know what I had. I know how I had it. As long as I had fun, ain't nobody can say anything else. You ain't going to change my mind. I'll tell you exactly how it is. I jumped right back
hey,
out there and jumped in the road.
Hey, uh-huh. Old Allen.
Yes.
We want to re-welcome you back to the Midwest Chi-Town, and I hope you
God,
have a better blast than you had last time when you was here, brother. And we really do appreciate your presence in our city. You know, and like we said, man, we gonna support you. We gonna come to your race and do what we need to do for supporting one another. And that's what fellowship is all about, I think. And I just wanted to in regards to you having a nice time last year.
Oh yeah, I had a great time. I mean, I tell everybody, you know, I don't care who it is. I'll be on the radio. I be telling them all the time. I say, y'all gotta go and try it. I'm glad to come out there. You know how some people you just can't. Oh my gosh, you can try and try and try, and they just won't listen. You know, you try your best to get them out. They won't come out. They won't leave their backyard. My whole thing is I like going out and meeting other people, having fun. That's my thing. That's all it's about.
We're going to tell you, Joe. We're going to tell you in reverse what was told us.
Uh-huh.
Don't stay at home, Joe. Come on back. You're welcome, man. We need you.
All right.
And as part of the drag race of body, we need you. So. You know, just keep on coming. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing to try to make it things pleasurable for you and fellowshipping with you and your family and so far and so on, man. And that's 100. That's going to stay that way on our end.
No, I haven't. I definitely enjoy myself, and I'll be coming out here a little bit more often if I can.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Long Island, uh-huh. Mr. Long Island Joe. From Chicago to Long Island Joe, yeah, we greatly appreciate you coming. But we definitely hoping to get that ass till tomorrow. Now we're coming back. We want you to be safe, man. We don't want nothing to happen to you. But we want you to leave here in the air column.
All right, okay. You look. What y'all bring to me to tomorrow?
I'll see you out there tomorrow, yeah. Appreciate you.
Do you wait till you get out there tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I think I'll be at the track about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wait,
I'm
going to
have
a little
You're going to have a vehicle waiting for us, huh?
What is it, Joe?
I said you're going to have a vehicle waiting for us? okay. Oh, man. Oh, you're going to alleyway right back at you.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? The Eastside Strain is real.
Break yourself, fool!
What's up, for real?
What's going on? Where you
hey,
at, Joe?
Trill.
You made it down here, Joe?
Huh?
Hey, Trill. Where you at, Joe?
Hey, Trill. Hold on, Joe. Hey, Trill.
Yeah.
Why you ain't at your old pot?
I'm outside in front.
I don't see.
Matter of fact, I think I'm behind you. Turn your head around.
I saw you pull it up.
Hey, I'm going to call you Cadillac Joe. Hey, Long Island Joe, where you at, man? You here? Long Island.
I want to get his phone dropped.
Hello? His phone must have dropped. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, Terrell? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm getting the whole west side, the back side of Breaking the Cliff tomorrow.
You gonna get a whole west side? God dog.
I'm
gonna
the whole west side of the back side of Break Out of Clear and all the name money. The whole west side.
Mm-hmm.
For $5 a piece.
Terrell. That's strong, baby.
I'm coming strong. I'm gang banging, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get one of these shirts. Yeah.
What's that, Terrell?
What's that $5 a piece? Man, look at him, man. Let me tell you something, man. You part of West Side?
West Side, I'm going to bring it back tomorrow.
No.
The whole West Side gets the back tied, breaking the clear. All of their money. Back to back. I'm knocking them down, man. I'm like Legos tomorrow. I'm knocking them all down.
Hey, Terrell, what you gonna do with that truck? I saw that old truck. That old truck looked like it was a Coway building. You got action tonight.
All right, baby boy. I just tried to give you some action. You ain't want none. Lead to
hey,
I'm
having my hey, I'm having my beers out there tomorrow, Will, so bring that Jaguar.
I just left there with my Jaguar, I think. I got my
yeah,
family
too.
Tomorrow.
Well, you should left the Jaguar there. You should left your Jaguar in the driver.
Oh, now you just told me you ain't want no problem. Now you want action.
Tomorrow.
You don't know.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What's up, boy? I'm all good.
Big Will, you heard what I said. Big Will.
He's still there.
Well, how he got quiet. I beat all the hell, Big Will hit. I'm not catching with that Jaguar. Oh, B, like a garbage truck in the alley. B.
He might mute himself.
I hear you now. What did you say?
You old son,
girl.
You heard what I said.
Somebody repeat
if you,
it for me.
If you bring your Jaguar to the track of mine, I'm going to beat all the house still here, man.
Well, that's an easy job. I ain't got none on it tonight, so you won that.
Oh, okay. Next, I'm going to be like GQ Racer. Next. GQ say next.
I want to see GQ say it tomorrow.
GQ, I hope he be there with a smooth tongue out of his mouth. That dude got a smooth tongue. That's who don't even talk slick out of his mouth.
No doubt he'll be there tomorrow.
Them boys must be trespassing, trying to get it together. It's coming out to be a nice team pulling up and everything. That's what's up. That's celebrity.
Disrespectful to nobody, the drag race, man. You know, if a person want to do that, then that's totally up to them. But, you know, as far as me being able to fellowship with them, it makes it difficult for me, you know, because that's what it's all about, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, a lot of people might not have the same opinions that I have, but it's all about making the thing good, man, and having fun, man. So a person will have a reason to go back to the garage and say, well, shit, man, I did good this time and want to do better the next time, you know. So I think it was a good thing, baby boy.
Well, I was trying to enlighten myself with back in the old school when you was adolescent and learning to walk and stuff like that, and when mama told you not to go over there and mess with that stove, you get burned hot. You know, with that, with what you just said, it made so much sense to me, because that's more than anything to me, because if you're supposed to be one part of something, respect it and honor it and grow more so than being hard-headed and not listening, you know. And that's what I think, that's what we got wrong in this world today, as far as people not listening, you know. And then they had one show about people being DT people and knowing, and you got to be a stand-up DT person and this and that and this and that. No, you got to listen and know what's going on. Junior said it the best on his show on Sunday night. You have to listen to the stipulation that's going on into the race. Yep. So if that party wrong, you can't be one side. You got to be liberal and say, no, you didn't say it like this. You said it like this here. Let me get this straight with you to make everything conspire with the race and your money that you gambling. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't understand that, You're going to have destruction. You're going to have disruption and destruction due to the fact that you got people that's not listening, thinking they know everything.
And that's what it is. That's and I think that's why you got so many stipulations in this team now with the grudge game. Me personally, I do, but like a Long Island Joe said, he'll try you. If he think he can win, yeah, he gonna try you.
Hey, baby boy.
Uh huh.
Baby boy. We got the infamous SVO racing team is on. Let's give them a round of applause for them to come on.
Harry.
Hey, give me 1 minute.
We got to give you a round of applause. Now, you don't tell me us to give you 1 minute. But, you know, like I say, though, Uncle Larry, back to what we was talking about, and to carry it on, and that's what it's about. You know, it's about, you know, fellowshipping and you know, making this thing happen and everybody being scared of getting the lines in, it's quote-unquote. You know, so let's engage. We are, I hope and pray the good Lord wake us all up tomorrow. We can have us a nice time, either some barbecue and fellowship and talk a little mess, and we're going to see some drag race tomorrow and stuff like that. And, man, that was a nice time, man, you know. And I'm looking forward to it, dude. I'm looking forward. I'll be there about 3:30. Can't make it early. I have to work. So we're going to try to make it happen. Big man, what time you going to go get out there?
I don't know. I'm looking to try to be there, you know, when they open up about 10.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. A lot of people going to be there. It looks like I looked on my Facebook page. I got a couple of guys that's in town that's coming in. Got a couple of Detroit guys coming in. We got Long Island Joe here. So, and, you know, and us, West Side and the South Side and the East Side and the Indiana and Michigan and Valparaiso and everybody else come on down to 41 Morocco, Indiana and have No Limit Raceway and have us a ball tomorrow, man. Big Sham and Leroy, man. Let's have it. Let's do it.
And so you coming, huh?
Yeah, I'm
going.
He ain't
going. He got hair to cut. He ain't going nowhere.
Hey, Terry.
It's the same shit every show. Got hair to cut. I'll be there by 5. He don't ever show. You know how it is.
I was surprised to see him tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Come on, Big Will. Don't do me like that, man. Don't do me like that. Hey, Terry, you coming out tomorrow? I'll be out tomorrow. I promise you I'll be out tomorrow.
If Big Will picks me up, I'll go.
That ain't no problem.
Oh, they pulling up a race car. Now they got race cars on the trailer. Police escort. We got they got a Mustang up here. They got a Mustang on stock suspension. Mustang look like, oh, that's Hootie. Look at Hootie on the trailer. We got Hootie, baby. Oh, wait.
That's what's up.
Y'all come on down. What time are you leaving? What time are you going to get there, kid?
What's that?
I said, what time are you going to get there to the track? You guys bring any cars? Or?
I'm working all weekend.
So you ain't going to be able to make it?
No, unless Big Will picks me up.
Hey, Big Will, you know what you need to do, right?
Pick him up.
Yeah, you need to pick him up, man. He can get out work then. Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Now, how would that, you know, the grudge ball thing, how would that work? Let's say a particular person got a car and he was going through different tracks competing to get to the four wide, right?
Right.
And he get to the four wide, and the track officials tell him he don't have a certain thing in his car to meet tech. How would do that work out? And you know, as far as grudge races don't have a lot of stuff like that to meet tech and the tracks like that. How would that work out?
We're working on that now.
Okay.
We're working on that now.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, how was your race up there, man? I heard I was on the phone. I wasn't there in physical, but I was there over the phone.
Right. It was good. Yeah, there were some fast cars up there.
Yeah, that's what they said, dude. They said it was a lot of fast cars there. Yeah, they said it was a lot of fast
cars. Turbo GT's locked in the race Chucky tomorrow.
Where at?
Milan.
Ooh.
No ET? Yeah, yep.
Hey, Kelly, what time your show come on Thursday, man?
Wednesday.
Oh, your show come on Wednesday?
Yep.
Whose show is that? Whose show is on Thursday?
Big Wayne has one on Thursday.
At what time?
7.
I see. Okay. Thursday, yeah, this Thursday was somebody from Mississippi holding it down.
Oh, that show starts at 7. Or no, that show starts at 5 our time.
Yeah, that's
Wayne got a different number.
Okay, I'm going to have to get his number because, you know, I'm going to be driving this truck. That's the thing that keeps me going the last 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? I keep listening and talk shit. Or I'd be hating it when I'd be missing shows. I'll catch the show at 5 o'clock, and I know, you know, shows used to come on at 7 o'clock, and I'd be like, God dang, ain't no show on? I'd be getting pissed, man. What the hell is wrong with y'all? I have to get his number then.
Hey, were you on your show the other day?
No, I was out to dinner with somebody.
Oh, I knew something was up. Because earlier that day, it looked like you had texted me, but, oh, yeah, you were looking for Cadillac. And I called in on the show, and you wasn't there. I was fucked up.
Yeah, I was out with, you know Bubba from Van Tennis?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was out with him.
How you doing? I heard he was a little under the weather.
It's not good. I just talked off the phone with him a little bit ago, so.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later about it.
Yep.
So anybody else got nothing to talk about for tonight? Everybody just listening?
Hey, so what y'all going to, okay, so y'all racing up at Byron tomorrow?
No,
Byron, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you said Byron. I caught the last thing. I thought you said we'll be running tomorrow, Byron.
No, Milan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who's there? Y'all look blue. Those two things, y'all. Them some big old turbos, boy. Ooh, Lord. Hey, Terry, you heard me? Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
You heard me?
What's that?
I say y'all got some big old turbos on that thing.
No, they're just some tiny Tiny Turbos.
Tiny. Oh, okay. I took a picture of them things, and I say, ooh, Lord have mercy.
They just look big.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. I got into a debate with somebody last week. What's the difference between both streetcar and the streetcar? What's the difference between a street car? Is it because one guy was telling me, well, if you put race gas in it, it ain't a street car. Some engines, some 11.5 ones, 10.5 ones, they put ones in.
Me personally, when you say a pro street and a regular street car, a pro street car with a cage and all that, you got to have different diameters in the cage and stuff like that. And then a regular street car, I guess a car that you drive around the city with plate stickers and stuff like that. But a lot of people get real technical when you start talking about. Anytime I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to let you guys have it. Anytime I see somebody for the last time on a Big Sham show, anytime you take your car to a drag racing strip, it's a race car.
Anytime what?
So you're sitting in a race car right now.
Well, here's the difference in that, baby. There's a difference in taking a car to the strip and running it down the track. If you just take any old car to the track and you ride down the track, I mean, you could actually be racing for $5,000 or $5. It doesn't matter. It's just a car that you racing. It's not a race car. There's a thin line there, but it is a line between a race car and a car that you chose to race.
Well, D, now listen now. We had the same discussion last night. On Big Sham show, and what was said was, you got this on your car, you got that on your car.
Woo, we partying up in here, boy.
Come on, Terrell. I'm coming in. And it was like he was making other guys a car park. So the response was, if you racing, I mean, you can race. You got a race car. You say, if I got this or I ain't got that, or you say I got this, that's still stipulating what I got to have, 28, 29, tomato, tomato. It feels the same
way. Well, like I say, there's a difference in a race car and a car that I choose to race. I mean, I could be in a 2014 Mercedes-Benz. I can pull up to a red light this size event, and we might decide to just have it to the next light. We're racing. But neither one are real race cars, even though the vet is more so than the Benz, but the Benz is most definitely not a race car. If the police pull up on us, we both going to get a racing ticket, but it's just a car that we're racing in. That don't make it a race car. One of the biggest problems with racing, and then once again, not to harbor on a dead horse, but this is some BS that came from the South also, taking a car apart. See, that stuff was never done in the North, that taking a car apart. You know, you got to sit like me, you got to sit like me. Okay, my car black like you, or my car white like you, and I look like you. Because I've said this several times, if you go to the same engine builder and you build 2 6-32s, one going to be stronger than the other, one going to be weaker than the other. If you go to the same chassis man, you build 2 70 boos, one going to hook harder than the other, one going to react different from the other. So what am I saying? Throw that mess out the window about if you look like me, if you this and that. It's just like you said, tomorrow, tomorrow. It's picking, and it's gone too in the game, and it's not that it has destroyed the game, but it's working on it. It's just too much technicality in this thing. You know, when they changed the name from drag racing to grudge racing, which is the same freaking thing, where a person can sit there and tell you that there's a difference in drag racing and grudge racing, you know, it's just getting too technical with it. That's just all to it. You know, you're looking for something that's not even there, but you're going to find it anyway. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. And, you know, you got to get clarification with certain things because a lot of people say certain things that don't make sense to certain people, but it makes all the sense to the person that's saying it. So I'm trying to understand a lot of guys when they start talking. And they try to express themselves, and then, you know, you have a lot of arguments about what he's trying to explain or trying to express to his listeners or listen to his express to a person he's trying to race. That's why you have a lot of trickery, I think, because a person don't understand. You got to have layman's terms, and you don't want to be talking over the head of a person, and then he feel like you tricking him. You know, do you know about
the game is full of tricks, you know. I show you a perfect example of that. Just a few nights ago, we was on a show, and I think it was Surreal. I told you, I'm going to race you. And I told my sister, I said, you know, he missed it, but I need to leave my gamble alone. And there's a purpose for it. He never once said he was racing to win. He said, I'm going to race, you know. I'm kind of consider myself kind of knowledgeable in this racing game, and heck, I got tricked like that. Dude raised up with foot racing. He raised up and started walking. He said, "I race, not pay me." You know, and I had to pay the bet off. It's only $20. I had to pay it off. But it's too much technical stuff in drag racing. Now I understand this is the years of technology now. I understand that things, you know, I'm not that literate. I understand that things have taken a turn, turbocharges, supercharges, and back in the day it was just a blower, you know. I understand all that. But with all that being said, it's still a race car. And the game of racing is called Do What I Can Do to Beat You to the 1320. It's to the point now to where I go to the store and I buy it, then you want me to take it off and put it on the shelf. I mean, I could leave it in the store and sell it to someone else going to use it. That's just not how the game was structured. Just, you know, people are quick to say, man, that's old school. They complain, they cry, and the old people all leave the young people alone. No, it's just not racing no more, man. It's not. That's why you have a lot of the older heads that don't even come around. That way you have a lot of the older heads, man, that would love to still come around racing and see it. They won't even come out because of the BS that these new technology kids go in. And Lord knows when you get a few of the older heads that go with the younger heads, now you got a mess. That's what you get. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. That makes all the sense in the world. That deep, like I say, I just, man, everybody pulling up, they getting it in. They trying to, everybody's a couple of guys standing on the corner. Y'all need to get down here to manage this party. They got the music blast. They got free food. They got some nice ladies. The ladies, ooh wee, look at that lady in that BMW truck. Ooh wee, come here, mama. Hey, mama. Oh, wait, you look nice. How you doing? I'm all right, you. Now go on in and get you something to eat.
She look like somebody that should be with you, baby.
Man, look, man, hold on.
It's made a pretty show, though. Baby said she look like somebody that she ought to be with you. I ain't mad at you, my brother. You seen Fritchie boy over there, baby?
Well, I'm in the back. I'm trying to get it together. I said, hey, that's baby, I gotta go. I'm in the back of the place trying to where all the music and stuff like that, so trying to run the show and stuff like that. And we got people pulling up. I'm looking in the back of to the front to see everybody. We got a whole bunch of guys up here, man. They here. They trying to get something to eat and trying to fellowship with everybody for tomorrow. And
Terry, you made it.
Who?
Terry, you made.
Yeah, Reverend Jay here. Reverend Jay standing on the corner. I'm by myself, but I ain't with him. I'm from the west side, and all the south side give me more love than the west side, because ain't no west side guys here. I'm going to go ahead and give me something to eat. But Terrell, hey, Terrell, you on the mic? I'm coming in, give me something to eat. Okay, I wish you was here. To get you something to eat, too.
Baby boy, I wouldn't go inside.
Why you say that?
Oh, she found yourself. You're scary already.
Who's scary?
They will. They will, yeah.
Okay.
He's standing on his own tonight.
Okay. Okay.
I said, why he be like that? You stand on your own, so you trying to go up in there?
Man,
serious. He left. I'm still here. He left.
Where's Terrell at?
I tried to run you before I left.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Ask Terrell when you see him about that lockup we made the other day at the Grove.
Huh? Well, hold on, Terry. What's going on here?
The Hulk gets the back tire.
With what?
Yes, yo.
I'm retiring from racing. I'm done talking tonight.
Why are you there again? But you don't believe what you're doing?
I believe what Terry said, but I can't believe Terrell did that. Terrell must have committed. He wanted to commit suicide.
Hey, Terrell might have somebody to sleep, man.
Yeah, we true. That's true too. But
well,
you know.
Hey, Terry, what you say? Echo Terrell right here.
I'll get Terrell online.
Terrell,
I'm right here,
Terry.
What's happening?
What up?
Hello?
What's up?
What's up? I'm right here.
Hey, tell everyone the race we made.
What about it?
Well, about the race me and you did, or talk about the Grove.
You locked
yeah.
in there.
Hold on. What's the question again, Terry?
Huh?
What's the question again?
I said tell everyone about the lockup me and you did at the Grove for a race.
Oh, Ezio gave me the bike tie to the 8th.
That sounds a little different here.
What's that?
That sounds a little different from the way you told it.
Yeah, he gets the back tire.
That's what Terry said, he gets the back tire.
Oh, that's
Terrell.
What he said, he was giving you the back tire.
Terrell.
Oh, the whole
hey, Terrell.
Back tire.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You didn't get the back tire to leave?
Shit.
Huh?
You didn't get the back tire to leave?
We got small block. He should be giving us something.
Hell no. See, hey, cut it out, man. We're doing this for fundraising.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. But see, you know what? What you guys are doing is a good thing. Like I said, I'm doing it for a fundraiser. So, you know, whatever y'all decide to do it to, man, that's even more people need to do.
I mean, I like, it's like this, man. I like the race, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing it, man. I know, SEO, I like the team. They're a good combination. They got a good con and everything. You know what I'm saying? I respect those guys. was just to do the little race, you know. I ain't trying to go out the back window on a lot of money and all that type of stuff. They were just doing something, you know, go out the drag race. That's
yep.
all.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. See, that's what more guys need to get to.
Yeah, that's all. Anything happen racing, you know. They might get loose. I might go around it. I'll lose. But, you know, hey, if I lose, it's a good kind of loss again. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
You want to say right, Terrell? We just fucking
hey,
with you,
man.
I'm at work. I'm stuck at work.
Man, walk out, man.
I'm stuck at work. I'm sitting in my office.
Walk out, Terry. I'll give you
no.
a note. Each time I show you your letter, we'll give you a letter of money to take back to your boss. But we got plenty of food up here, though, man. Everybody welcome from the west side, east side, south side. There's no races up north, so come on.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Any guys from Detroit, did they show up? Any guys from the Motor City show up?
Well, DMX, I talked to DMX. He was on his way up here, you know.
Good.
I called Eric from my Young Money, Street Kings. So they only travel safe, you know, straight down when we take down to town. We go from there.
Hey, it's a good thing the guys come and support. Yeah, somebody with some bunch of background.
The whole west side get the back tire, the brakes, and the clear. I'm betting all of their money, the whole west side. That's from Melrose Park, going all the way east, downtown. From North Avenue to 290, the whole west side.
Damn, Terrell, you calling everybody out tonight, huh?
Yeah. Back trying to break out of the clear. All of their money.
Where Cousin Leon at? Cousin Leon on the show tonight?
Hey, listen, man. I'm finna go in this place and get me something to eat. Do we got anybody talking tonight? Kay?
You've been saying that for the last hour. You scared to go in.
I'm in this place, man. I'm trying to watch. I can't talk to you and be listening to a whole lot of music in the room, bro.
Hey, Will.
Boy,
hey,
he's scared to go anywhere.
Hey, Will, he's talking like he's going to go in like he comes to some of these shows.
What are you scared of, Will? Oh, man.
You're a trip.
Hey, Will, ever since you were here, ever since when I pulled up, Will, you was outside. Wasn't nobody here. Now there's a woman here. Now you were here. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will, you should have told me, yeah, hell, when the women come in, that's where I want to be at.
You inside, baby boy?
No, I'm standing at the back door, man. You want to hear the music? There you go, Big Will. There you go, man.
He said, "Don't turn the radio on in your car, baby."
I was going to play the bass.
Yeah, I'm going to eat in a minute. Yeah, I'm on the show right now.
Let them know. These side trainers got plenty of food, all they can eat.
And it's some fine women in here.
Oh, they're so fine, but I got these on that table, and that table right there, and those two right there.
I know one thing, the one at the door was straight.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Hey, baby boy.
Now, you heard that, baby, Big Will.
Baby boy.
Yeah.
Baby boy, you had the show, man.
Go
put
ahead.
One of them fine women. Put one of them fine women in line for us so we make sure that y'all tell the truth.
All right, okay, hold on. One second.
Call once, you can't get out.
Hold on.
It might be the bottom one, though. They keep fighting with the
fucker. Hey, Will, we got some bug dog with you.
You want to plug it up? Can you plug it up now?
Yes, your name, Mama. Okay? Your name. Talk to the guys on the radio show.
I don't know who.
You
don't
want to.
No.
On the radio show. This is a buzzing talk show about drag racing. So they wanted to hear a fine woman say anything on the show. Just Cadillac and Baby Ford. I'm Baby Ford. So you have to say something to those people because they think I'm playing. Am I on the show? So you go with that case? Kitty, Mimi, say something to the car, my radio station.
Hello, how are you?
What do you want me to say?
Come on, your time. Come on down to the celebrity.
Say something to my radio show audience. Hey, what? Say hello to my radio audience.
Hello, how are you?
So you come on down.
Oh. Down to the new celebrity lounge located 2020 East 83rd. That's on the corner of 83rd and Jackson.
And what's your name?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh, okay.
What's your stage name?
Man, that's the bartender, Kay.
Oh.
Man, that's the bartender, man.
What's your stage name?
She can get on stage too, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Get on stage.
Hey, guys,
and steal
hey guys you know,
y'all,
your mom. Y'all know we got a lady up here. If you go to YouTube, look up Lady D. Y'all might enjoy it. Go to YouTube, look up Lady,
Lady
D. Lady D?
Where's she from, Kay?
She's from Detroit.
Okay. You must know her personally or something. You said, yeah, come see Lady D.
No, I ain't like that. I'm just saying, Lady D, you know what I'm saying? Big friend them showed y'all some love. We trying to get some love back. We trying to hear something.
Well, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. They study coming in. It's 10:32. It's real nice and peaceful. Everybody out. We got the East Side Stranglers in front of the celebrity. It's nice. A lot of food in the place to be. And we broadcasting live. Y'all come on down, get yourself something to eat. Hang out with me and the East Side Stranglers. West Side versus the South Side. And that's what it is. Tell them what you're in. Aaron, Terrell said, if you listen to the show, press the one button, and we'll get you Young Money Racing, and we'll get you in real quick and let you know where we at and where we located at. Kay, you see any 313 numbers? You got 313 numbers, right? Yeah, you got 313 numbers.
Baby boy.
Go ahead, Kay.
What happened, man? You fell off?
No, I'm right here. I was saying that if anybody, they didn't hear me. Yeah, that's 56. What you say, Kay?
I was just saying, I said you fell off.
No, I didn't fall off. I was trying to say if Young Money, Aaron was listening, East Side Stranglers said hit the one button and they'll let, he won't let them know where he located at the Celebrity Club down here on 83rd in South Chicago.
I'll try to get him on. Go ahead. Take care of your business. I'll try to get him on real quick.
All right.
313, yes.
313 every code, right? What everybody think? The most everybody else act like they ready to go to sleep or something. What's going on, man? Ain't nobody pressed the one button or nobody want to talk tonight? Hello, lady. All
right.
Hello.
D, you still there?
Who that big wheel?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, big wheel?
Nothing much. What's going on, partner?
Good man, holding on, brother.
You coming out tomorrow for sure, I know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do like we did last year, bring your extra pack. I just picked me up one for tomorrow.
You ain't lying. I want to take that ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Man, I think it's going to be a real nice show, Jack. I think it'll be really nice.
I know it's going to be a nice one, man. I done put a lot of hard work and getting around. Over on the end of town, man, getting them pluggers out and talking to people and so far and so on, man.
I know all y'all
have the ball like we had last time, Will.
Yep. Only thing I was worried about for a while was the weather, but it looked like the weather's going to hold up, too. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Uncle Larry, we got the event holder for tomorrow, Big Sham. Come on, give me an applause, Big K.
We got Big Man on
the line. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Big Sham. What's happening?
Big Sham.
Hey, what's going on, Sham? Man, everything peaceful, man. I'm just trying to get this last minute, you know, everything in order. But, it's going down tomorrow, June 7th. Gates open up at 10 o'clock, and y'all come out and have a good time. We're going to be gangbanging.
All day.
Let me go ahead. I'll holler at you in a minute, man. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Hey, Sam.
They coming in. He's shaking hands, and he's trying to walk through. They coming in. So y'all come on down here, man, to the celebrity, man, and party with us, man. We down here, baby.
We got Big Wayne. Big Wayne. Big Wayne is on. Be on the line.
What's going on, fellas?
Big
Wayne. What up, Big Wayne? Big Will. What's happening, man?
Y'all got y'all down at party. My name is Rich Jamal. That's me. What's up? What do I got to plan for tomorrow?
Man, it's going to be on and popping, Wayne. This is one you shouldn't miss.
What y'all doing, street cars, shootout, or just straight-up grid racing?
Man, it started off as a street car, but Buddy ain't bringing some fast cars. They got double-frame rail cars going to show up tomorrow, want to run.
Double-frame? Well, wow.
Yeah, man, we got Lil Tony pull up in this Cadillac station wagon, man. Y'all come on down, man, to the celebrity, man. That thing cackling, man. Man, that thing is cackling, man. Oh, Lord, that man just pull up here. Man, y'all get down here, man. Y'all come down here and support the man, come on, man. Y'all come on, man.
Boy, hi.
Man, that's a pretty car, man. That is a pretty car. Ooh,
is that what you call
thing,
it,
man? Right here. Hey, Rob J, what you say about that thing, man? And the cackling.
Man, that's something that's crackling.
It's crackling
now,
because it needs a bad job.
Come on down, man. No, tell them to come this way. You got to come this way. Come on down and follow right here.
Crackling the wings tomorrow, man.
What did you say?
I saw a few wheels flapping in the wings tomorrow, man.
Some wings.
Yo, man, you know that man cook a mean wing, man.
No, I'm
not doing it. Man, this time
you go home with some chicken. That's the next show, Wayne.
What's going on, Wayne?
What's up, Wayne? All right.
How you been, man?
Man, I ain't got no complaints, man. Sit back chilling, man. Laying in the weeds, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you going to have the car ready?
Huh?
When you going to have the car ready?
I heard pretty things, man. my next move gonna be? I heard somebody in Chicago got a Mustang with a small block in it. You know what I mean? So if I come back, I got to come back correct.
That's right.
Is the rest of there?
Hello, hello.
Hey, y'all, what up? The show dropped? Hello?
I've been
I thought the show dropped. Yeah. Y'all so damn quiet. What's
happening, baby? This show, baby, what's happening? Everybody in the world, what's happening?
Nope.
What up, baby boy?
No, this stoke, man. Hello? Ain't nobody saying no. Stop speaking to everybody. Everybody like they don't want to speak to the man. Just say hello. Hey, man, I ain't going to draw nobody.
I spoke to Stokes.
Yo, what's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there, man.
With both hands.
Hey, but she is. You think I ain't?
Ain't it bad? Now, man, we all up here, man. Y'all come on out, man. When y'all get ready, man, we'll be here all night.
All night long. So, Stokes, y'all gonna be leaving from there going to the track then, huh?
She might be going to the designated spot, the way it's looking. hey, man, the man let Tony just pull up with that thing out here, man. The street cars, man, y'all better pull up. You say ready to play, baby.
Get y'all ass down. Yeah. What do you say? Get y'all ass down.
Anybody got a street car with no cage in it, driving around, get y'all ass up here. South Chicago right there, y'all know what it is. Y'all been doing it for a long time. Get y'all ass up here. Boy, look, Tony, from Detroit up here. Get y'all ass up here. That old Cadillac look good. That motherfucker gonna kill too, boy. Hey, Kay. Kevin.
Hey, baby boy. Hello? Anybody on there? Well, I guess they take care of that.
I'm right here. Larry. Who called me?
Yeah, I was trying to see what's ground and pound down there.
No, they ain't got here yet. They pulling up Charlotte 45, so it's still kind of early for these Midwest guys up here, so it's not real late so. Everybody pulling in, I guess the guys that's coming in from out of town and stuff like that, that's getting here from off the road and stuff like that, I guess they coming straight to the party and stuff like that. So we got guys pulling up, man. Y'all come on out, man, and support the East Side Strangler with this party, man. And Big Sham here that's throwing the race. And I ain't seen Uncle Leroy yet. I talked to him, Uncle Larry on the phone. So everybody that's listening, man, y'all come down here and support Eastside Strangers, the Midwest, Big Sham, and Uncle Leroy, man. We broadcasting live from the 83rd and South Chicago. Look, Tony just pulled up in this old pretty Cadillac. Ooh, that Cadillac. No, it's pretty. Got a drag radio on that joker, man. Out of the mufflers. Get your ass up here and get your ass down.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm still on here with you. Hey, baby boy. Damn, he hosted a show and he ain't even on here.
I say baby boy popping some bottles.
Nah, he over here running his mouth. Baby boy over there running his mouth.
Uncle Larry.
Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing y'all, man, tomorrow, man. Hope everybody be well. And all you guys traveling on the road, man, y'all be safe. You know, and God go with all of y'all, man. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow.
All right, Larry, I agree.
Yes, sir. Wayne? Where's old Frank at? Where's Frank at, Will?
He's been working so much. He's been working so much. I don't know. I think he got to knock off work to come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Larry.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, Wayne is still on. He might be on mute. He might mute himself,
yeah,
but
okay.
Wayne's on.
Yeah, he's probably still on mute. Might be working, ain't him telling. Anyway, I'll be... Looking forward to seeing everybody safe. Safe to there and come and have a ball. Shit. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to get ready and I'm going to turn in, man, because I got an early day in the morning, man, to try to get there real early and stuff so we can try to get things situated and get busy.
All right, partner. See you there tomorrow.
All right, y'all.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You not coming?
Yeah, I wait on a couple of things to do right now.
Hey, Big Will.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Who is that?
This baby boy. I'm coming. I'll try you with that jazz. I sure will.
You scared to go inside. I know you ain't coming.
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, man, listen, man. I will try you with your jag, dude.
Why wouldn't you try me tonight when I was standing in front of your face,
man?
Mother?
You had the kids in the car, man. Don't you try that mess with me.
Mike said he would put the kids in his car.
No, he did not.
Oh, come on,
I see
man.
Your mind. I tell you what, we can
end this. Lock in for tomorrow then.
Lock in, what we gonna lock in?
I'm gonna let you name it, because I don't want you to start talking about that.
I don't want to, this is a gentleman's bet, we gonna lock in, now listen, $50 on $150 tomorrow, me and you. Is that a bet?
No.
So it got to be more?
No. I'm not bringing my car tomorrow. No, I ain't gonna do that.
Okay, but listen. When you ain't gonna bring it, when it's gonna be Sunday, I better not catch you nowhere in the city driving that son's gun. I catch you in the city driving, I'm gonna give you a mohawk.
No, don't worry about the mohawk. I'm on my way back down there. Don't worry about that. I catch you tonight.
Well, come on down here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, I'm coming back.
Father,
oh.
You
turn
ass up here.
Man, I'm something like Tony, goddamn.
Yeah, well, we gonna see. I'm definitely scared of him.
I can't tell.
I ain't scared of you. Well, get your songs on. Get your tail up here. That's what you do.
I'm gonna try to get a package from Tony with that pretty, station wagon he got.
Ooh, Lord, how much that thing? No, it's pretty, boy.
And it runs, too, man.
Man, that thing, that man pull up here, man, that thing sitting up that count change, man. He beating the mufflers all up. I'm talking about, oh, Lord, how much he beating the mufflers up.
So you trying to say little Tony told me that he's in town, huh?
Man, a man in the town, man, right now, man. That man is sitting there eating. I want to go. Can we close the show? Because I need to eat, and I'm tired, and I need to get up. I have to work, and I got to, hopefully I can play with Big Wheel tonight. Down South Chicago. About one.
Oh, y'all do some old school shit, huh, tonight, huh?
Yeah, let
the
grocery car go down the street.
I suggest you not eat because I'm going to turn your stomach over. So, I wouldn't put too much on tonight.
Well, come on, get in there. That's what you do.
I'm on my way. I'm dropping the kids off.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to go eat.
You've been saying that for the last 3 hours. Scary self. You scared to go in. You over there by yourself on the west side. All I have to do is call out the signal and they surround you.
And guess what? Guess what, Big Wheel? Guess what?
What?
You gave me some love. Everybody in the drag racing world gave me some love because we fellowship with one another. I'm not never scared, brother. I know you. At least I know you. You're not to be scared, so. And all good. I'm by myself from
the west side, so I'm here by myself, and I'm representing the west side, and I'm going to go eat.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow, or whenever you get up here. I'm
going to
go. Tonight.
All right, go ahead. Get some meat. Don't eat too much, I'm telling you. I'm going to flip that stomach, so. You're going to have that cop full of stuff in there. More you eat, the more going to be on the floor.
Now you try to make me seem like I'm trying to go in the battle with this old Cadillac sitting in front of here. Oh Lord, how much that car? No, it's pretty.
You know how much it costs, don't you?
Break yourself, fool. Yeah,
about 70. Yeah. Cost that cash 70. Around 70, 80. Probably 100 of all the stuff he got done to it.
Yeah, about a good yard. Every bit of yard is what I was saying, everything he had done to it. So, yeah, every bit of the yard.
They didn't take that Mustang off the trailer, did they?
Baby boy, I'm looking for him right now for you, Will.
You don't see Sleepy out there? Sleepy number ain't on?
No. Sleepy. Sleepy working them coal mines, man. He got paper right in the morning.
He was going to try to knock off early and head down here. I don't know if he could do it or not.
Oh, you know. Hold on one second. I got somebody for you. Hold on.